Alright everyone, this is the Grimlord here, and this may be the final episode of Fresh Women on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. So, let's go ahead and get started, as a new game will surely appear to take the reins. But, you know, after the conclusion, which should be good, I'm looking forward to this. The show is about to begin. There are many people there, I don't know any of them. Alright, Grimm. Everyone's eyes will be on us at the time of the dance. If there's anyone you know, you'll see them there. And speaking of dancing, it's time. Attention everyone! The dance performance is about to begin. I have to focus on dancing. But I also need to look out for some people. For example, Emily, what is she doing? And that's Sam. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed this musical number. Soon we will have more dancing and music. Where are you going, Emily? Grimm? Huh? That was amazing, wasn't it? Yes, you were great. Oh shit, Susan. Excuse me? Yes, Miss Myers. No need for such formalities. Just call me Susan. By the way, you're Alyssa, and these are... I'm Claire. Nice to meet you. My name's Jason. Nice to meet you. But there was another. Oh, don't worry about him. He was just so tired he left early. Oh, right. He looks somewhat familiar. He has one of those faces, you know. Right. I better get rid of these clothes. I think Susan is on to me. Gotta be smart about it. The mask helps a little, but if she gets too close, she'll recognize me. I have to be careful not to... Ouch! Sorry! No, I'm the one who needs to apologize. Don't worry about it. Wow, you're so tense. Don't worry, it was no big deal. Tense? Oh no. What is it? You look like you saw a ghost. Shit, is she my... The client is Susan's to who I made a delivery back then? Oh, I remember that. Grimm, is that you? She remembers my name. I thought I recognized those strong arms from somewhere. But I didn't think I'd find you here. What a pleasant surprise. Look, my, it's nice to see you here, but I have some errands to run and... What errands? You don't look like you're wearing work clothes to me. By the way, after our last interaction, I asked Susan about you. She didn't tell me you'd be here. You wouldn't be here by chance without her knowing, would you? Of course not. That's what I thought. So you wouldn't mind joining me for a drink over there where everyone can see you. Or of course we could go somewhere more private. Manipulative bitch. It's up to you. Uh-oh. I think this could really affect the game. I won't do any of that. Do what you want, I don't care. Wow, how feisty, I like it. Let's see how long you can keep this up. I think your pickup line didn't work out very well. Fuck, Sam? How long have you been there? Just got here. It seems you have a type. Married women. Is my married? No, but from your answer, I can tell you didn't know that. And you didn't even care. You vermin. Sam, what are you doing here? What am I doing? I organized this event with Susan. Right now, I'm supervising a delivery. So I'm not gonna fuck you up right here because we're in a public place. But I suggest you leave soon because my patience is running out. A delivery? Why is Sam overseeing a delivery? That has to be something extremely important. I should learn more. Sam, I don't want trouble. Oh, but I do. Just not here and now. Boys! Don't fight. What? Emily? Hello, Grimm. Sam. Emily, what are you doing here? Are you that dumb? She works for Susan, you stupid shit. Sam, don't talk to him like that. Wow, there's so much tension between the two of you. What happened, huh? This is neither the place nor the time to talk about it, Emily. Yeah, Emily, don't even start. I thought you guys would be such good friends. After all, wasn't your wife, Lily, the one who gave Grim a room? My wife. Their marriage is in shambles. And you, Grim, wasn't your father a good friend of Sam's? Friend? You think Emily here doesn't know anything? But I know a lot. What are you talking about? Wow, you guys are so tense. The two of you could use a drink. Ta-da! Here you go. Well, what the hell? I think I really needed this. Ah, but you've already drank it all. It's the only way I can put up with looking at his face. Now I need to go to work. The delivery man should be arriving by now. I'm coming too. What are you talking about? Ugh, my head. I'm a little weird. You two don't look too good. Why don't you come with me and take a rest? Uh-oh. Why is he taking so long? Wakey, wakey. What? Emily, it's me, all right. What happened? I got dizzy and... Sam, is he... Yeah, he's alive, at least for now. What? What do you mean? Why am I tied up? Oh, shit, this is not what I expected, guys. What's going on, Emily? Huh? It's for your own safety. I didn't want you to get hurt when you wake up. So, what are you doing? You really don't remember me, do you? I remember a few things. What? I remember us at the ball a few years ago. Glad the photo helped you remember. What do you want, Emily? What I've always wanted, to help you. And tying me here helps how? You're right. Here, let me help you. Good, thanks. Now untie him. What? But now is your chance. I'm not gonna kill him, Emily. But isn't that what you wanted? For what he did to your father? Do you know what he did to my father? Of course. It was you who told me before the accident. Him, Charlie, Susan, they're all to blame. And I will help you end them all. No, Emily, that's not what I want. I want answers. The person I was before, I was very impulsive and destructive. I don't want to be like that anymore. Also, these people are dangerous. We're going to risk our lives doing this. Okay then, but I won't let him go. If you want answers, they're right in front of you. Are you really going to let him go? Fine, I won't hurt him, but I think I can get some information out of him. Are you sure no one will come here in the meantime? Well, I can keep watch. Oh, looks like someone was already coming, sooner than I expected. What's happening? Oh, it's not what you're thinking. So what is it? Is he... He's alive, and he's fine. Oh, good. Sam is very important. And you, girl. You were the one who arranged for delivery, weren't you? Yes, it was me. Then you should leave soon. And you, boy, you're going to come with me. Sorry to drag you into this, but it goes deeper than you think. What are you talking about? Wait, I... What the fuck? Look, girl, I don't know who you are or who you work for, but thanks for bringing me to Sam. And especially... to my son. Holy shit! That's the end of Fresh Women. Yeah, things went crazy. Like, really crazy. Holy shit. I didn't see that coming. Did any of y'all see that coming? That went like almost to where our hardcore Arrowgay, like our suspense drama stuff. Man, I did not expect that. Pleasant surprise. Because, you know, these games have been very lighthearted. So to see something like this, yeah, it's different. Well, I'm interested. I'm going to continue playing. You know, that's all there is right now. We don't have any more game. That's literally it. That's all. When the rest of the next season or the next episode comes out, I'll have it. But it'll be a while, guys. Like, I don't do what the Patreon has. I wait till it goes on itch and then I grab it. Of course, episode 1 will probably be on Steam also, of the next season, rather. So we'll see. He's working with Blender on the next season, so stuff will look even better, even though I think it looks great for Daz 3D. But yeah, that's all we got, guys. This is the Grimlord, and I guess I'm out for Fresh Women, and we'll see it when we see it with more Fresh Women. Okay, so we're going to go on just a little bit more. Gonna, you know, go through all the choices I made. Lily called you, asking you to go to her house. You talked, you decided to stay and have a party, and you had sex. You returned the apartment key. You did not stay at Julia's. You had sex with Julia. You and Julia talked on the balcony at the party. You did not stay at Sue's. At Sue was at the frat party. She was the referee when you played beer pong. She was still mad at you, but she was a fair referee. I do like Sue, by the way. Just fucked up with her pretty bad. And only because I wanted to know the story. That's why I fucked up with Sue. You did not stay at Chloe's, and she helped you find a bathing suit. You did not stay at Alyssa's. Originally, I was going to. Alyssa was your duo on beer pong, and you won at beer pong. You danced with Alyssa's dance group, and you did very well. She's happy. You stayed at Dylan's. You agreed with the professor when you talked about Dylan. You won at beer pong, fueling Dylan's rage even further. Dylan's acting like a fucking incel. I'm sorry, dude. You and Dylan had a misunderstanding and are not talking to each other. Yeah. That's fine. He needs to learn a lesson. Gabby. You met Gabby. She noticed you before because of the hats you and Dylan were wearing. You decided to talk to Gabby about what was bothering you, which led to the two of you having sex and you running naked on campus. That was fun. Davila. You asked Davila for her help and you did not accept her job offer. No, I didn't. I don't know if I should have, but I didn't. That's Fresh Women. Okay, so some of these renders are by other people. Music. Kind of sucks that we have to put it away, you know? You get used to all these characters, you know? They kind of grow on you. You remember them. That's what good fiction does, though. You keep it in mind. It's really good. Thousands of supporters. Stay tuned for the next episode. Okay, Opie Man. As long as you continue to make it, and I continue to play it, and I'll have it for you guys. But, hey, you can support the game. Like, this is still something that you can make happen. If you like the game, and you say, hey, I want more game. Well, you can be one of the thousands of supporters, and you get all kinds of cool stuff. And you can go on the Discord and talk to the, you know, the team and everything. So, You might even be able to influence the direction the story takes. Isn't that cool? I mean, think about it. How many games have you played when you actually, where you actually had a chance to decide where the story might go, right? I mean, this guy, he's actually giving you a chance to kind of influence some of the characters and story. That's something cool that you can do now in this day and age of gaming. So, go ahead and do that. But we've enjoyed Fresh Women, or I've enjoyed it, rather. I think DP would really like this game. It sucks that I started it without him, but, you know, it is what it is. You never can tell with these things. But it was fun, and I thank you guys for watching. A lot of you guys really supported this game. Hey, again, I hope you guys really will go get this. Buy it on Itch, buy it on Steam. Support him on Patreon. Do what you can. This is cool. This is really good. I love the story. The sex scenes were awesome. The romance was great. There's so many memorable parts in this game. Really, really enjoyed it. So, we'll see you next time. This is the Grimlord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley.